we came to Detroit and lived off it for maybe half a year. Uh-huh. Well, we're from White Noise. Let us in. Taking pictures. You know, it's like this book. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, like a lot of stuff needed to happen. And we did the first issue, and Paul would do a lot of stuff at school. He was going to Michigan State. And he got some of the stuff done, but not everything. And some of the stuff we used in the second and third issues. I mean, we never wasted anything, I don't think. And, we just put together the first issue. You know, Paul would tell me what to do. I would do cartoons and write articles and did some photos. I might have met Sue Rinsky then. She became our photographer, and I quit taking pictures because it was too hard to carry a camera and be a drunk. I had already lost my camera once at a frat party Destroy All Monsters were playing at in Ann Arbor, and I put my fist through a window in anger about it because it was pretty much like the most expensive thing I owned or something, and it was a few hundred dollars, and then all these frats wanted to kill me, and Ron Ashton saved my life. He told them not to, and for some reason they didn't, and I had to pay for the window getting fixed because they took it away from money away from Destroy All Monsters, and became friends with Niagara. Ever since then, she was on the first cover, and she drew the back cover.